You know, there are moments in history that are broadcast live for the whole world to see, moments that shatter the carefully constructed illusions of power. We are witnessing one of those moments right now in the Middle East. A video has emerged from Dubai, and it is nothing short of seismic. It shows, in plain sight, the United States military in what can only be described as a full-blown evacuation. We aren't talking about a few troops rotating out. We are talking about warplanes, nuclear-capable bombers, and those iconic heavy-lift helicopters ferrying personnel out of the region as if the ground beneath them has turned to fire.
And we'll now shift focus specifically to the United Arab Emirates, where Iran's retaliatory strikes are continuing for a third day.
Iran continues to batter UAE's Dubai. Iranian Shahed drones in Dubai skies. Dubai night sky lights up in Iranian strike.
Tehran retaliated, launching waves of drones and missiles across the Gulf. Dubai has continued to face direct hits since then.
This isn't a drill. This is a superpower caught off guard, its aura of invincibility dissolving in the heat of the Persian Gulf sun. Watch the chaos of the evacuation. Note that we have not independently verified this footage, but it seems it was captured in Dubai. And the entrenched dictatorships of the region have slept soundly under the American security blanket. But that blanket has just been set alight by the sheer determination of the Iranian retaliation. The message from Tehran is clear. You attack us, and your assets, your bases, your people, none of them are safe. The Pentagon is getting a reality check so brutal that it will be studied in war colleges for decades, not as a lesson in American dominance, but as a textbook example of strategic miscalculation. The images coming out of the UAE are stark. That video, which has since gone viral despite attempts to scrub it from the internet, shows a frantic pace at Dubai's airfields. This isn't the orderly withdrawal of a confident force. It has all the hallmarks of a rush to get air assets out of the danger zone. And it's not just Dubai. Pete Hegseth was driven to tears as he struggled to show confidence in face of Iranian decimations.
Secretary Hegseth, I had two questions for you. First, are there currently any American boots on the ground in Iran?
No, but we're not going to go into the exercise of what we will or will not do. I think it's one of those fallacies for a long time that this department or presidents or others should tell the American people, this and our enemies, by the way, here's exactly what we'll do. Here's exactly how long we'll go. Here's exactly how far we'll go. Here's what we're willing to do and not do. It's foolishness. And so President Trump ensures that our enemies understand we'll go as far as we need to go to advance American interests. But we're not dumb about it. You don't have to roll 200,000 people in there and stay for 20 years. We've proven that you can achieve objectives that advance American interests without being foolish about it. Now, will we be bold about it? Are we willing to be decisive about it? Do we put months and months of planning into what kind of effects we want to achieve? Absolutely. But going forward, why in the world would we tell you, the enemy, anybody, what we will or will not do in pursuit of an objective? We fight to win. We fight to achieve the objectives the President of the United States has laid out, and we will do so unapologetically. Thank you.
The situation has escalated far beyond a single city. Just hours ago, news broke that a critical British military installation in Cyprus, RAF Akrotiri, was effectively taken out of action by an Iranian strike. The Cypriot president himself confirmed that an Iranian drone crashed into the base. This followed the UK's foolish decision to grant the US permission to use Cypriot soil for their aggressive strikes on Iran. London thought they were safe, tucked away on an island in the eastern Mediterranean. They thought they could act as a staging ground for bombing Iran and face no consequences. That assumption is now in ashes. The sovereign base is no longer sovereign, it is a target. And if a place like Cyprus is within range, nowhere is immune. Before we dive deeper into the crumbling empire and the genius of Iranian strategy, I need you to hit that like button and share this video. We are one of the few outlets telling you the truth about what is happening without the filter of Western propaganda. If you haven't already, subscribe to the channel right now. We are fighting an information war here, and your support is the ammunition we need to keep bringing you the facts that the corporate media is too scared to print. Stick with me, because the story of how Iran is dismantling the US military's prestige is only just beginning. Let's talk about the sheer scale of the delusion in Washington. Donald Trump and his circle of warmongering advisors convinced themselves they could launch an unprovoked assault on a nation like Iran and get away with it. They peddled the lie of an imminent threat to the American people, but behind closed doors, they had nothing. We now have confirmation from officials who attended classified briefings that there was zero intelligence to suggest Iran was planning to strike the U.S. first. Pentagon officials even confirmed this to CNN.
President Trump has advocated all kinds of reasons for this unnecessary war with Iran. It's because of their nuclear program. Wait a minute, 6 months ago, he said he'd obliterated the program. Years ago, he tore up a diplomatic deal that was controlling Iran's nuclear program. He suggested last night the war was justified because Iran interfered in the 2020 election that he refuses to concede that he lost. It's to protect protesters. Wait a minute, President Trump is sending Iranian refugees back into Iran to face persecution. If he cared about Iranian citizens being oppressed by their government, he wouldn't be doing that at the same time. This was a war without, I can say this, I'm on two committees that give me access to a lot of classified information. There was no imminent threat from Iran to the United States that warrants sending our sons and daughters into yet another war in the Middle East, and I'm going to do everything I can to stop it.
Even senators like Andy Kim have called it what it is. The president decided he wanted a war and then ordered his administration to go find some excuse to justify it. Even Oman's foreign minister, just days before the attack, announced that Tehran had agreed to a diplomatic breakthrough on the nuclear issue, agreeing not to stockpile enriched uranium. The Americans torched a diplomatic solution because they crave dominance, not peace. They thought Iran would fold, that the sheer shock and awe of their war machine would cause Tehran to capitulate. Instead, they woke a sleeping giant and triggered a response that has set their entire regional network on fire. The Iranian retaliation has been nothing short of brilliant, a masterclass in asymmetric warfare and psychological operations. While the U.S. relies on $1 million missiles, Iran has unleashed swarms of Shahed drones. We're talking about inexpensive plywood and foam aircraft that cost maybe $20,000 to $50,000 each. To the untrained eye, intercepting them sounds easy. But to a radar operator, a swarm of these drones looks like a terrifying cloud. They fly low, they're hard to track, and their primary job isn't always to hit a target. It's to saturate and overwhelm the enemy's air defenses. They force the Americans and Israelis to burn through their expensive interceptor missiles, effectively bleeding the Pentagon's budget dry in real time. This is a war of attrition, and Iran has the home field advantage and the industrial base to keep these drones coming. When you coordinate these swarms with ballistic missiles that pack a real punch, you get the kind of destruction we are now witnessing across the Gulf. The satellite imagery coming in is devastating for the narrative of American invincibility. Take a look at the Al Udeid Air Base in Qatar. This is the forward headquarters of U.S. Central Command, the nerve center for all American operations in the Middle East. Recent commercial satellite photos confirm that an Iranian strike destroyed a critical communications dome there, a radome that housed a satellite terminal essential for secure military communications. The Pentagon tried to downplay it, of course. Trump called it a very weak response. But the pictures don't lie. One moment the dome is there, the next it's gone, reduced to rubble along with the millions of dollars worth of equipment inside. If you can blind the command center, you paralyze the army. And this is just the damage we can see from space. What about the bases in Kuwait and Bahrain? Unconfirmed reports are flooding in from Iranian news agencies like Tasnim, which I reported previously, claiming that a U.S. fighter jet was shot down in Kuwaiti airspace, with the pilots ejecting. If true, and it's a big if that the Pentagon will never confirm, it means the air superiority the U.S. takes for granted is gone. The skies over the Gulf belong to no one right now. And this brings us to the gaping wound of Western hypocrisy, a chasm so deep, it's almost comical if it weren't so deadly. Look at Europe. When Russia moved into Ukraine, the continent was up in arms. Sanctions were swift, rhetoric was fiery, and the media united in a chorus of condemnation for violating international law. But now, the United States and Israel launch an unprovoked massive assault on Iran, killing military leaders and even targeting civilian infrastructure like the headquarters of the Islamic Republic of Iran, broadcasting in Tehran. And what do we hear from London, Paris, and Berlin? A whimper. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer admits the UK agreed to US requests to use British bases for these strikes, even as he tries to hide behind the weasel words of defensive operations. French President Emmanuel Macron posts on social media that the escalation is dangerous, but he's simultaneously ready to deploy the necessary resources to protect partners.
Our deterrent is both robust and efficient. All those who would be bold enough to strike at France must be aware of the unbearable cost that it would take on them.
Germany, France, and Britain issued a joint statement saying they did not participate, as if that absolves them of complicity while they allow their logistics and political cover to be used by Washington. They preach rules-based order, but their rules only apply when the aggressor is a country they've decided to demonize. When their NATO ally is the one bombing another nation into the ground, they suddenly find their voices and urge restraint on the victim. It is a moral bankruptcy that the entire global South is watching with disgust. We are now seeing officials in France and Germany posturing, saber-rattling, and suggesting they might get dragged into this war. But let me be clear about one thing. Iran did not start this. They were attacked first. They were attacked without provocation, based on a lie sold to the American public. And now, their ingenuity and technological might have destabilized the entire U.S. military apparatus in a way not seen since the end of World War II. They have shown that the great powers are vulnerable, that the imperial bases dotting the region are liabilities, not launching pads. The evacuation from Dubai, the smoking ruins in Cyprus, the blinded radar in Qatar, Bahrain, and Kuwait, these are the images that will define this era. It is a humbling spectacle, watching a superpower run for cover because they finally picked a fight with a nation that refuses to blink. Stay up to speed with the latest updates as they break by subscribing to support honest journalism.